Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wathan moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wathan moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Wathan scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stapleton for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Gettman moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Evans fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Evans. White moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Pryor reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Wilson moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Way then moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pryor. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Pryor steals second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Gettman and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards the mound. Bergmeier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Tudor now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Willie Akins. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Worth moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Worth scores. There goes Martin trying to get to second. Rice throws the ball into Remy, who tags Martin for the out. One out. It's 5-0, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.